Uyuraysa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nun Tesam and Aleph. We're holding five lines in the bottom on Nun Chesam Abayis by the words of Rabbi Akiva. So we're really in the middle of a Shakla Vatari over here. The Gemara had mentioned the Machlaikis of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili regarding when the Kohen Gadol, after he finishes the Hazayis on the Pareichas and the Eichal, he then goes to the Mizbeach and he applies Dam to the four corners of the Mizbeach. So the Shaila is which corner of the Mizbeach does he start with? According to Rabbi Akiva, everyone holds he starts on the eastern side of the Mizbeach. He skips the western side because the Torah says V'yotza, that he has to pass over, he has to pass by the entire Mizbeach. So he starts on the eastern side, but the Shaila is, does he start on the northeastern corner or the southeastern corner? According to Rabbi Akiva, we said he starts on the southeastern corner. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he starts on the northeastern corner. And Rashi explained that that's Tali and where they hold the Pesach of the Pareichas is. According to Rabbi Akiva, that the Pesach is in the south. So when the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he comes out from the south. And apparently he stays there while he sprinkles by the Pareichas. Even though we said that he sprinkles Keneged the Badi Aaron, I guess he stands more south. He doesn't stand mamish in the middle of the, by the middle of the Pareichas. He stands more south. Therefore, when he goes out to the Mizbeach, he's already on the south, so he starts in the southeastern corner. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rashi explains there's only one Pareichas, and the opening was in the north. Therefore, when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was in the north. When he went to the Mizbeach, he was in the north, and therefore he starts on the northeastern corner, Machlaikas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. There was another Machlaikas regarding which direction he goes. According to Rabbi Akiva, we said he goes clockwise. He starts on the southeast, and then he goes to the southwest, and then to the northwest, and then to the southeast. He goes clockwise. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he goes counterclockwise. He starts on the northeast, we said, and then he goes to the northwest, and the southwest, and then the southeast. So the Gemara wanted to say that L'chaira, this Machlaikas is telling whether or not you hold of the din of Rami Bar Yecheskel, that you're always supposed to turn to the right, you're always supposed to go counterclockwise. Rabbi Yossi Aglili seems to hold like Rami Bar Yecheskel, that you go counterclockwise, and Rabbi Akiva, who says that you go clockwise, clearly doesn't hold like Rami Bar Yecheskel. So the Gemara had answered that no, it's not true, it could be everybody holds like Rami Bar Yecheskel. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rami Bar Yecheskel. But where's the Makar for Rami Bar Yecheskel's din? It's from the Yamshel Shloimeh, which was in the Heichal. And so therefore it only applies to Avodis which are done Bachutz, which are done not inside the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But here the applications of the Dam which were done in the Heichal, it's an Avodas Panim, so we don't learn out Panim from Chutz. That was the teretz that the Gemara had given. But so really it could be that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rami Bar Yecheskel, that in general you're always supposed to go counterclockwise. But over here where it's an Avodas Panim, so Panim Michutz Leigarinon. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, Nihidula Yalef Pnim Michutz, granted, he holds that you can't learn out an Avodas Panim from Avodas Chutz, and therefore, when it comes to the applications of the Dam on the Mizbeach Azov in the Heichal, he says that you could go clockwise, but Ibay Hachinavid. Why does he say Dafka to go clockwise? So granted, he doesn't learn out from the Amshel Shlomo that you're supposed to go counterclockwise. Fine, but why does he say Dafka to go clockwise? Maybe you could go whichever direction you want. Why does he say Dafka to go clockwise? Says the Gemara, Amr Lecha Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva will tell you that there's a reason to specifically go clockwise in this case. That after starting on the southeastern corner, to specifically go next to the southwestern corner. Because Medina Bahu Karen the Paga Baresha. Really, Maker Adin, the first corner that you get to first, that always has a din Kadima. There's a din of Emavir and Alamitzvus, like the Gemara is about to bring. Bahu Avid Baresha. That's the one the Kohen Gadol should start on. The Amar Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish, taught us that Emavir and Alamitzvus, the halacha is when you're not supposed to pass by a mitzvah. So if the Kohen Gadol has to apply the dam to all four corners of the corners of the Mizbeach, so as soon as he gets to the first corner, you should really apply the dam right away, right there by the first corner. Since he's coming from the south, the first corner that he passes by is the southwestern corner. So says the Gemara v'maylai of it. So what's the pshat that he doesn't that he doesn't apply the dam right away there on the southwestern corner? Mishum dechsiv v'yotza. That's like we mentioned in the previous year, because the Torah says v'yotza elam mizbeach, which we dash from the pasuk of v'yotza elam mizbeach adinafik mikulei mizbeach, that he doesn't start applying the dam until he passes by the entirety of the mizbeach. So that's why he first goes to the southeastern corner. However, v'kevan diyahiv bahu karen. But once he applies the dam now in the southeastern kitchen corner, like the Torah says. So now, hadar asi lahu karen di chayiv lemesa v'resha. So now it's the right thing to do, to go back to that original corner, to that first corner, the southwestern corner, which he was really chayiv to put on first. So granted, he didn't, because the Torah says v'yatza. So he didn't apply the dam there first. But since that was really the corner that he passed by first, so therefore, that would make sense to therefore go clockwise after applying the dam to the southeastern corner to then apply the dam to the southwestern corner. I saw in the Sefer Mishmar Levi, he brings from his Rebbe from the Chazen Yecheskel and his parish on the Tesefta and Mesach HaZvachim in Parak Vav Halacha Gimel, that he brought a raya from our sugya. He says that you see from our Gemara that the whole concept of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs is not just because of the din of Mitzvah HaBal Liyadcha Al Tach Mitzena, that right away when you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, they are supposed to do it. Because over here, we see that the Gemara is applying Be'etzem, the din of Eim Avir and Alamitzvahs, to the southwestern corner. Even though he had no mitzvah to apply the dam to the southwestern corner. Because the Torah said, V'yatza l'mizbeach. So why is there that, why does that corner even have like a shame, Be'etzem, that it should be considered a corner, that we could apply it to it, a concept of Eim Avir and Alamitzvahs? It's not like he has a mitzvah to apply dam over there. It's not a mitzvah that came to his hand. Now, Lama, you see that the concept of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs is something that it's like a zchus to the chefza that he passes by. It's a zchus, it's a right that that corner has, and now it should be the night of the first. So therefore, here, he couldn't make it first, because it was, the Torah says, V'yatza l'mizbeach. But now, as soon as he finishes with the din of V'yatza l'mizbeach, and he applies the dam to the southeastern corner, so now the southwestern corner has the zchus to go next. Because that's the din of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. That's what the Chazen Yecheskel saw from our Gemara. It's nafkamina la'alacha. I saw the stipler in his Ksavim HaChadashim and Simon Kofmem. So he writes over there, he brings a ray from our sugya, that even if, let's say, a person was avar, he transgressed this idea of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs, and he passed by a mitzvah, and now he has two mitzvahs in front of him. One that he passed by, and one that never came his way yet. So there's, we see from our Gemara that the din of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs would tell you that there still is chus to that first one that he passed by. That even though he already passed by it and now he has two mitzvahs in front of him, that one still has this chus that it should go first, even though now he has two equal mitzvahs in front of him. Says the Gemara Vayter. So again, so all of this was to answer up for why Rabbi Akiva, how could he argue on the, what does Rabbi Akiva hold? Why does he say to dafka go clockwise? So we said, first of all, because he doesn't learn out, pnim michutz. He doesn't learn out from, like Rabbi Bar Yecheskel's din, from the din of the Yam Shel Shlomoy, that who I didn't over here, you have to go counterclockwise. Once you don't have to go counterclockwise, so then he actually preferred to go clockwise because of this din of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. V'bayis Eimah, says the Gemara, you could say another pshat in Rabbi Akiva and in the whole Machlekes, that Yisvir la nakafa beregel de kuliyama le'alfina le'pligi de'alfina pnim michutz. If Rabbi Akiva held that, and if everyone held that the din over here, when he applied, when the Kohen Gadol applies the dam to the Mizbeach Azov, is that he goes around beregel, he walks around, he actually walks around the Mizbeach, so then the kuliyama le'alfina le'pligi de'alfina pnim michutz. Everyone would agree that we should then learn out the din of applying the dam on the Mizbeach Azov, Michutz, from the din of the Am Shel Shlomoy. And here also we should say that we should go dafka counterclockwise. However, v'hacha v'hacha mifligi, but here the Machlaikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is as follows, that Mar Sava, Rabbi Akiva held that a kafa biyad, he held that over here the Kohen Gadol doesn't walk around the Mizbeach. He stands in one place and he stretches his hand over and applies the dam to all the four corners. Umar Sava, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that a kafa berega, that he actually walks around the Mizbeach when he applies the dam to all the corners. So really what we're coming out with this, according to this explanation, is that Rabbi Akiva really holds of Rami Bar Yecheskel. Even Pnim. We would learn out Pnim Michutz. It's just that over here, because the Kohen Gadol doesn't walk around, he's just standing in one place and applying the dam, so therefore that's why specifically here we don't apply the din of going to the Yamin, of going counterclockwise. Which I saw in the Sefer Mishmar Alevi on this Gemara, he's very puzzled what the pshat in that is. Why should it be Tal, and whether or not you walk around or you stand in one place. The Yam Shel Shlomoy had nothing to do with walking around. So why should it be that because if Rabbi Akiva held that the Kohen Gadol walks around, so then he would agree that he should go counterclockwise. But because Rabbi Akiva holds that he stands in one place, now all of a sudden he argues. Now he holds that we don't learn out the din of going to the Amin. What Sheikhis? Why should it be Tali and whether or not you walk around or not? Tzarechiyin. Says the Gemara Vayter, another beer in the Machlekes, the Bayis Eima, could be, the Kuli Alma Akafa Biyad.
Really, it could be that everybody holds that it's a kafa biyad. Everybody holds that really you're supposed, that the Kohen Gadol stands in one place when he applies the dam to all the corners. V'hacha v'hacha mifligi. And here the machlekes is gufa, and whether or not we apply the din of going to the amin by a kafa biyad. Mar sava, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, yalfinin yad mi regel. We learn out yad from regel. We learn out, and we apply the din of going to the amin, of going counterclockwise, even to a case where the Kohen Gadol is just going around with his yad. Umar Savar, and Rabbi Akiva holds, he holds that we don't apply the din of going to the Amin, of going counterclockwise to a case, to a scenario when the Kohen Gadol, when someone's just going around with his hand. There we don't apply the din of Dafka going to the Amin. Says the Gemara, could you really say this? Besavar of Yosi Aglili, Hakafa Biyad, could you really tell me that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that the Kohen Gadol stands in place when he applies the dam to the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazav, and he just goes around with his hand? V'hamid Katani Seifa, but from the fact that the Seifa of the Mishnah said that Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer Bim Kaimai Haya Aymer Umechate, it says that Rabbi Eliezer Shita was, is that the Kohen Gadol stands in his place, and that's when he applies the dam while standing in his place. Bechlal the Tanakama Lay Sphirilate, which is Mashma, that the Tanakama, who Rashi points out, seems to be the exact same Shita as Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so it's Mashma that Rabbi Yosi Aglili argues on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Kohen Gadol stands in place. Mashma that the Tanakama, who is Rabbi Yosi Aglili, holds not like that. He holds that the Kohen Gadol actually walks around. So you see that the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili is that the Kohen Gadol walks around. So it says the Gemara in Achanami, this last beer, we can't say. Ela michvarta kedeshanin meikaro, we'll have to go with the other beer that we said before this, that Mar Savar Akafa biyad, Umar Savar Akafa beregel. That really Rabbi Yosef Glili holds it's a kafa beregel, that we can't get out of. Just Rabbi Kiva holds it's a kafa biyad, that the Kohen Gadol stands in place, and he just stretches his hand over to all the different corners, and therefore he holds that there's no din to go to the Amen, because there's no din by a kafa biyad to go to the Amen, which I saw in the Chachma Shlomo in Hilchas Lulav, in Simen Taf Resh Nun Aleph Sif Yud. So we ask, so it comes out from this Gemara that really by a kafa biyad there's no din to go to the Amen. So what's the pshat that the Paiskim apply this halacha of going to the Amen to Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah, they say to light the candle that's on the left, and then to go to the right, because Kopino Shat Paina, it should always be to the Amen. You're always supposed to go to the right. But here it's only a kafa biyad, so to speak. By Ner Chanukah, he's only going around with his hand. He doesn't have to actually walk. So from this Gemara, it should seem that we don't apply the din of going to the Yamin when it comes to a kafa biyad. So the Chachma Shlomo explains that no. Really, Avada, everyone agrees. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that even by a kafa biyad, the etzim, there is a din to go to the Yamin. It's specifically in our sugya, in our Gemara, where there's a din to, there's a reason to really go to clockwise. Here there's a din to go to the left, to go clockwise, because the corner that he passed by first was clockwise, was on the southwest. So specifically over here, where Rabbi Akiva had an incentive to not go Derech Yamin, that's why he said that since it's a kafa biyad anyways, so not to go Derech Yamin. But really, in general, if there's no other compelling svara, so then even by a scenario of a kafa biyad, we would say that there's an inyan to go Derech Yamin, hence the Paiskim apply this halacha to Ner Chanukah. Says the Gemara Biter, so it comes out, so the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, is really just a Machlaikis about whether or not it's a Kafa Biyad or a Kafa Beregel. That according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a Kafa Biyad, and according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's a Kafa Beregel, the Kohen Gadol actually walks around the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, take out the next couple words, Vibayisema, says, take out those words, says the Gemara, Vahaka Mifligi, and the Machlaikis about a Kafa Beregel or a Kafa Biyad is based on the following, that Mar Sava, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says it's a Kafa Beregel, he holds that saviv de mizbeach panimi kesaviv de mizbeach achitze. He holds that we learn out going around the mizbeach azav, the mizbeach apanimi, from the halachas of going around the mizbeach achitze, where the place where karbanos were normally brought. That just like over there, where the person normally brought the karban, so on the mizbeach achitze in the kain, he goes around the mizbeach, he walks around the mizbeach. Obviously, it was tremendously large. He couldn't stretch out his hand over to all the different corners. He would walk around the mizbeach when he would sprinkle the dam on all the corners, and therefore so too the mizbeach apnimi, the Kohen Gadol, he walks around the mizbeach. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita. Umar Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds that kule mizbeach panimi b'makim chada keren de mizbeach chitzain kai. That the entirety of the mizbeach panimi was only an amma by an amma, which was the size of one keren, one corner of the mizbeach chitzain. So since that was therefore you can't compare going around the Mizbeach HaPnimi to going around the Mizbeach HaChitzay. because it's so no shaykhis. The Mizbech HaPnimi was the size of one keren of the Mizbech HaChitzon. That's what the words of the Gemara mean. Now, exactly what the Svara of the Gemara is very difficult to understand what exactly the Chiluk is. I saw in the Sefer Mishmar Levi that he says he doesn't understand this Gemara. What's the Svara exactly of the Gemara over here? But that's the translation. That Rabbi Akiva holds that since the size of the Mizbech HaPnimi is so small, so you can't learn it out from the Mizbech HaChitzon. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Bishmal, Rabbi Shmuel said, that Shnei Kehanim Gedoilim Nishtairu B'Mikdash Rishon. That there were two Kehanim Gedoilim who survived by the Mikdash Rishon, meaning that they served, Rabbi Nechananel says, that they served in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Zeh Oimer B'Yadi Hikafti, Vzeh Oimer B'Ragli Hikafti. One of them says that I went around the Mizbeach Hazav with my hand, and the other one says I went around with my feet, I walked around. Zeh Noisin Tamu Dvarav, Vzeh Noisin Tamu Dvarav. And each one gave a reason for their shita. Zeh Noisin Tamu Dvarav, Savid Mizbeach Pnimi, Kesavid Mizbeach Chitzon. The first one, he said, the reason why I went around with my feet is because I learned now going around the Mizbeach Pnimi from going around the Mizbeach Chitzon. Vzeh Noisin Tamu Dvarav, and the other one who said that he went around with his hand, he said, because Kule Mizbeach Pnimi, B'mokim Chodek Karen Dechitzon Kait. Exactly. Same spar that we just said before, Midas Rabbi Akiva. So these two Kehanim Gedolim, they said that they did different things in the Beis HaMikdash, and they made it totally goof in the two spars that we just said previously. The Tais Yishanim points out that the Kuvi, there's no machlekes over here, because really the Gemara in Temura says that there was no machlekes in Klal Yisrael until the end of the Tekufas Bayisheni. So if so, how could we have two Kehanim Gedolim over here who served in the Bayis Rishon having a machlekes? So it says in Tais Yishanim, it could be that there's no machlekes. You could do either one. They just had a machlekes about which one to practically do. But not because it wasn't a machlekes in halacha. La halacha, you could do either one. You could do a kafa beregel or a kafa biyad. Says the Tais Yishanim. But it could be the machlekes was just which one to practically choose. Here's another teretz there also. Ayin Sham. It says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, B'mkayma, Haya, Aymer, Umechate. We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer's Shita was that the Kohen Gadol stood in his place and he applied the dam, and the Tanakhama said that when he applied the dam, he went in an upward motion. However, Rabbi Eliezer says that no, he went in a downward motion except for the corner that was in front of him. So says the Gemara, this idea that's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, that the Tanakhama says that he goes downwards, and Rabbi Eliezer says that he always went upwards except for the one that was in front of him. So says the Gemara, this idea that is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, Masnisa Mani Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, a Machlaikas about Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. That Rabbi Meir said, that Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Bimkaimu Aimi, that Rabbi Eliezer says the Kohen Gadol would stand in his place, Umichate al Kul, Umichate, and he would apply the Dam, Valkulan Hayanaisim Imailu Lamato, and then all of them he would apply the Dam from up to down, Chutzmi Aisishabal, except for the one that was opposite him, on that one that was opposite him, he went from down to up. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is like this. Rabbi Eliezer, I remember him coming, he stood in this place, and he would apply the dam, and on all of them he put the dam from downwards to up. He went in an upwards motion. Chutz mizu, except for this one that he was standing by, Shaisa Lefanov, that was right in front of him, Amish, on that one he went from up to down, in order that his clothes shouldn't get dirty. So we see that this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Bedas Rabbi Eliezer, is the same that our Mishnah presented, Bedas Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara Vayter, he's a mimenu al tarei shel mizbeach. We said in the Mishnah that after the Kohen Gadol completes applying the dam to all four corners of the mizbeach, he then sprinkles dam onto the top of the mizbeach, al tarei shel mizbeach. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, my tarei, what does this mean? Tarei. So when we read the Mishnah, we explained that it meant tap. But we'll see, the Gemara is going to be unsure about that. Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila, palgei de mizbeach. It means the halfway point of the height of the mizbeach. So on the wall of the mizbeach, at the halfway point. Kedah amri inchi, like people say, tar tiara v'hai palgei de yayma, v'havi palgei de yayma. People say an expression, tar tiara, and they mean that it's halfway through the day, that it's chatzai sayayim. So you see, tara is a lashon of half. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah means, that he sprinkles the dam onto the halfway point of the height of the Mizbeach. When the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam on the Tarish of Mizbeach, Einoi mazel loyal gabi ha'ifer. He doesn't sprinkle it on top of the ashes. Well, gabi ha'gecholim, and not on top of the coals that are on the mizbeach. Elachayte gecholim elach ve'elach. He pushes away the coals from to the side. Umazen, then he sprinkles the dam onto the top of the mizbeach. So you see clearly from this brisa that he sprinkles the dam onto the top of the mizbeach and not the sides. So says the Gemara, El Amar Rabba Barav Shila, Al Giluye de Mizbeach. The Lashon of Tarid de Mizbeach, it means on the Giluye de Mizbeach. It means on the top of the Mizbeach. Kedechsev, like the Pasuk says, Ucha'etzem Hashemayim L'tayhar, which is an expression of the fact that there was no clouds in the sky. So that's what it means. Tarei Shem Mizbeach, it means on the top. He clears to the side the coals, and then he sprinkles the dam onto the top of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Chananya Aymer, Chananya says, Betzad Tzfaini Hu Naisim, that the Kohen Gadol stands to the north of the Mizbeach Hazav when he sprinkles the dam onto the top. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Betzad Raimi, no, he stands to the south. Betzad Raimi Hu Naisim. But Maika Mifili, what's this Machlaikas Chananya and Rabbi Yaisi Taluye? Says the Gemara, Mar Savar, Chananya holds that Pischa B'darim Kai. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, that we mentioned before, that the Pesach leading out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol came, he entered the Heichal from the south. So since he came in from the south, so where did he start applying the dam to the corners of the Mizbeach? On the southeast. And he went, and he finished applying the dam by the northeast. He went clockwise, like that's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So then he went southwest, then northwest, then northeast. So at the end of the day, the place where he ended, where he finished applying the dam to the corners was on the north. So therefore, since he finished applying the dam to the corners by the north, so therefore he stays right there. Where he finishes applying the dam to the corners, that's where he starts now sprinkling the dam onto the top. Whereas Umar Sava, Rabbi Yaisi holds, that Pischa Betzafankoi, he holds that the entrance, the exit from the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Heichal was in the north. So he started on the northeast corner, and he went counterclockwise, and he finished on the southeast corner. So since he finished on the southeast corner, so he was on the south of the Mizbeach, so that's where he sprinkles the dam onto the top of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, the Kuli Yama Mia, Hecha de Gamra Matanis de Karnais Hasim Yahav Valgagai. So it comes out, everybody holds that the place where the Kohen Gadol finishes applying dam to the corners, that's where he stands when he applies the dam onto the top. My Taima, what's the Makar? Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, because the Torah says, V'tiaroi V'kitshoi. So we learn out from there, V'tiaroi V'kitshoi, the Makim Shikitshoi, the place where he finished applying the dam to the corners, which is referred to as Shikitshoi, Sham Tiaroi. That's where he then applies the dam. Sprinkles the dam onto the top of the Mizbeach. Interesting, for whatever reason, the Gemara doesn't just say because Eimavir Nala Mitzvahs. I mean, once he's standing there, or Mitzvah Bo Liyadcha Al Tach Mitzana, why should he move somewhere else? For whatever reason, the Gemara feels the need to bring a pasuk that he's supposed to stay where he is, where he finished applying the dam to the corners. So the Siach Yitzchak says that it could be because maybe you would think that he should go somewhere else to make it that it's nicker, that now this is like a separate avodah. There was applying the dam to the corners, and now there's putting the dam onto the top of the Mizbeach. So maybe to make it nicker that it's a separate avodah, so says the Siach Yitzchak, maybe you would have thought that he should go somewhere else. That's why we felt the need to bring a pasuk that he doesn't go somewhere else. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shiari Dama Yashayfich Al Yisoid Ma'aravi Shamazbeach Achitzay. We said in the Mishnah that all the leftover dam, the Kohen Gadol would then leave the Heichal, go to the Mizbeach Achitzay, and would pour it onto the Yisoid, the western Yisoid of the Mizbeach Achitzay. So what's the Makar that he dafka pours it onto the western Yisoid and not the southern Yisoid? There was two Yisoidis. There was a southern and western. So why did he dafka put it on the western? Says the Gemara, Damar Krav, that's called Dam Hapar Yishpoich. And the Pasuk says, Asher Pesach Oil Mayit, that he pours the Dam onto the Yisoid, which is by the Pesach of the Oil Mayit, which is by the entrance, by the doorway of the Oil Mayit. So now, which Yisoid is by the doorway of the Oil Mayit? V'chinafik Bahu Paga Bereisha. Now, when he comes out of the Heichal, he goes into the Azara, so which Yisoid does he encounter first? He first encounters the western Yisoid, that was right opposite the entrance to the Heichal, so therefore that's the one that he, on that Yisoid, that's where he pours all the leftover down. Says the Gemara, V'sham Mizbeach Achitzayin, HaYoshayfich HaYisoid Dreimis. We said that ordinarily during the year, when carbon was brought in the Mizbeach Achitzayin, so then all the leftover dam after the Zrikos Adam, after the sprinkling of the dam, so the leftover dam was poured onto the southern Yisoid. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we learned that Yisoid HaMizbeach, this is from, by all year round, normally, by the Shvich HaShirayim onto the Yisoid of the Mizbeach, the Torah says Yisoid HaMizbeach, Zay Yisoid Dreimis. So the Bryce Darshins, that's referring to the southern Yisoid. Says the Braisa, Ta'imir Yisoid Dreimis, Amenu Eli Yisoid Maravis. You say it's referring to the southern Yisoid. How do you know? Maybe it's referring to the western Yisoid. Says the Gemara, Yilmad Yeridasa min al-Kevesh li'itziyasa min al-Heichal. But no, we learn now, going down the Kevesh, the ramp of the Mizbeach, to leaving the Heichal, meaning by the Shvichas HaShirayim of the carbon of Yom Kippur. Ma'yitziyasa min al-Heichal b'samichlai. Just like leaving the Heichal, where does the Kohen Gadol pour the leftover dam? He pours it on the first one that he encounters, on the first Yisoid, on the western Yisoid. Ve'ez ha'zeh zeh Yisoid ma'ravi, which is referring to the western Yisoid. Af Yeridasa min al-Kevesh b'samichlai. So too, ordinarily during the year, when the Kohen finishes the Avodah and he goes down the Kevesh, he goes down the ramp. So which Yisoid? He comes down the ramp. The ramp is on the south of the Mizbeach. So which Yisoid is he by first? He's by the southern Yisoid. So therefore, after Yiridasam that Kevesh, Besamachlai, he pours the dam onto the Yisoid, which is right next to him. Ve'ezazah, which one's that? The Yisoid Draimi. That's referring to the Yisoid Draimi. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned from the Braisa, that Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Zev is the Yisoid Ma'aravi. That always, all year round, and on Yom Kippur, the extra dam gets poured onto the western Yisoid. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Aimer, Zev is the Yisoid Raimi, it always gets poured onto the southern Yisoid. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel, we can understand she, that's Rabbi Shmuel, who says that it always goes onto the western Yisoid, because Yom Matzasim Mim Mefurish. He holds that you're supposed to learn out, Sasim Mim Mefurish. It doesn't say all year round which Yisoid, but on Yom Kippur it says to put it by the Yisoid, which is by the Pesach. So therefore we learn out all year round from Yom Kippur, that just like on Yom Kippur it went on to the western Yisoid, so to all year round it goes on to the western Yisoid. So we can understand that Shita. El Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who says that always it goes on to the southern Yisoid, even on Yom Kippur, my time, what's the Pshat? Why does he say that? What's the Pshat in the Shita? Says the Gemara Amr of Ashi, Ksavar Pischa B'darim Koi, because he holds that the Pesach of the Heichal was in the south of the Azara, and therefore the Yisoid that he encountered first was actually the southern Yisoid, and then we learn out all year round from Yom Kippur that it goes on to the southern Yisoid. Says the Gemara Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel B'Debei Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, that Zev is a Yisoid Dreimus. That Rabbi Shmuel, who had originally said that it goes on to the western Yisoid, Lamaisa, he went to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, and he was Chayzer, and he said that it always goes on to the southern Yisoid. And says the Gemara V'Simanecha, the siman to remember that it was Rabbi Yishmael that was Chazar, and he ended up teaching like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, is that Mashchuhu Gavri LeGavra, is that the many, many men drew in the man, the rabbi drew in the Yachid. Rashi says it's referring to the fact that the yeshiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, drew in Rabbi Yishmael, and that Rabbi Yishmael ended up teaching like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Taisus learns a little bit differently. He says that the siman is Mashchuhu Gavri LeGavra refers to the rabbim is referring to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself, because Rabbi Shimon is mentioned and his father's name is Yochai. So two names are mentioned as opposed to Rabbi Shmuel, he's mentioned by himself. So that's what it means that the two drew in the one. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai drew in Rabbi Shmuel.